Les, how do you travel to work up to Fieldings?
I cycled on a cycle which I earned the money and paid for myself, purchased from the Co-op Quota Federal.
And what about, can you tell me a bit about the route? What shops, factories or anything you passed along the way? Any railway tracks or whatever?
Yes, yeah, certainly. You would leave home, go to the end of Cecil Road, and on the right-hand side would be Gordon Shapcott's. On the left-hand side, Ramstead's Garage. Mr. Ramstead also owned the pub in Seymour Road, the Seymour Hotel. You go out into the Bristol Road, and on the opposite side of the road, you had Permanley, Price Walker's Timber Yard. On the right-hand side of the road, you had the Bristol Hotel. Further along was Frampton Road, and just down the road there was a tram depot. And I think by then it must have ceased to function, but that certainly was where the tram depot was. You go further along the Bristol Road, and you would come across Mr. Moorhen, the hairdresser, which we as kids used to attend regularly. Then after that would come Vic's, who was a corn merchant, where my old man used to send me along, oh, go and get some Indian corn or some bran to make up the food for the chickens. After that, I came to Madler's Road, and on the far side of Madler's Road was, I believe, the fish and chip shop is called Matthews. Of course, also along on the right-hand side of the road was Moreland's Match Factory, which was very strong going at that time, and then the carpet works also on the right, just a little further along. Then on the left-hand side, of course, was the Wagon Works, which was a very well-established company by then, employing a lot of people. Then you would work a little further along, and just before you get to Sudbrook Crossing, it was called, there was the sort of rear entrance where the chauffeur did go for the high up, the hierarchy of the Wagon Works. And just inside that little road, on the right-hand side, was an old cast iron urinal. Gone now many years. I only knew of one other, and that was down by the Barton Gates. And of course, then you had the Sudbrook Crossing with the steps on the right-hand side that you could get over if the trains were going through and the gates were closed against the traffic. After that, of course, you could come to Fieldings itself with Baker Street on the left and the New Pilot Inn on your right. And I think, well, then, of course, you could get to the other entrance to Fieldings, and the butchers on the far corner, I believe they were called Finch. I believe that's correct. And, well, that's about it. There was also a newsagent on the right-hand side of the road. But that's about wraps it up.